Welcome to the Boogie Down Bombers Podcast. A podcast talking all things Yankees and baseball.
Now batting over the Yankees.
Now, here's your hosts, Austin, Tim, and Nick.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Boogie Down Bombers Podcast. I'm Austin Verhill, and along with Tim LaDuca and Nick Giovanelli, today we have to talk about the playoffs. I cannot believe I'm saying this, but the season's over. And we all knew it was going to be fast because it was only 60 games, but the season flew by.
Yeah, it doesn't even seem like the playoffs right now. Like, usually the game looks different on TV when it's the playoffs, you know, like you can just sense a little bit of a difference, but I don't know. I was watching Astros Twins and it doesn't seem fully right yet. Maybe under the lights of Progressive Field with the Yankees bashing in Cleveland, it'll feel right again. But I don't know, man.
Well, here's the hope.
You share that with me?
Well, because I haven't seen a playoff game yet. I mean, I just got home from work and getting right to this. But when I think playoffs, I think of like a dark stadium. So
I think of night games. I don't think of 12 p.m. starts.
That I think that's what that was. So hopefully you still get a playoff feel. I know in hockey, there's a playoff feel. There was a playoff feel the whole time. For me, at
Agreed.
Least.
I feel the same.
So I'm hoping in. I don't think. I'm going to say I don't think it was the same feeling in basketball. Maybe the finals will be different. Again, this is just for me, and my team wasn't in the playoffs as much as my hockey team was. So I'm hoping it doesn't feel different because playoff baseball is a phenomenal feeling. I think it's the second best playoff in sports.
I think it's hockey first by far. I don't care about.
Bro, that shit, I don't know, man. It does not do it for me.
What doesn't do it for you?
Hockey.
That's a shame.
I did not even know. I saw Stanley Cup playoffs or Stanley Cup final on the TV guide today or yesterday night, and I was flipping trying to find the football, and I'm like, oh, game one. Maybe I'll check that out.
Get to the last game.
And I get a text message from my cousin. Yo, Bogosian's a Stanley Cup champion. I'm like, oh shit, that was the last game. Shit.
Yeah, I mean,
I've tried to watch the hockey. It doesn't do it. It goes football, baseball, basketball, hockey for me.
For me,
well,
it goes.
It's all a matter of personal preference. So
yeah.
To each their own.
Me, it's hockey, baseball, football, basketball.
I could do the same.
It'll probably end up changing when. I think you really have to have all your teams in it to know the feeling of each. But if we're talking just objectively, not watching our teams, that's my ranking.
Yeah, my problem with hockey is I don't know any outside players. Like, I don't know anyone other than the Sabres.
So true.
Like, watching those games isn't entertaining for me.
It's just, you know what it is? It's the most different in terms of play style between regular season and postseason. It's much faster. Baseball, it's the same speed. It's just higher leverage. And same thing with football and basketball. But when it comes to hockey, it's legitimately like almost a different sport. Defense is 10 times more important and speed is much higher. But moving on, you guys want to go over the roster before we go into the choices that were made?
Yeah, sure.
So
can I start us off with the part of the roster that interested me?
Let me just say everyone, and then you could go in on whatever you want to go in on. So our infielders are Mike Ford, DJ LeMahieu, Gleyber Torres, Gio Urshela, and Luke Voit. Our catchers are Higashioka, Kratz, and Sanchez. Infielder slash outfielder is Tyler Wade. Our outfielders are Frazier, Gardner, Hicks, Judge, Stanton, and Talkman. And our pitchers are Britton, Sessa, Chapman, Cole, Garcia, Green, Hap, Holder, Loaisiga, Montgomery, Nick Nelson, Adam Ottavino, Masahiro Tanaka. So, Nick, what is it that you wanted to bring up?
Eric Kratz is on the roster. Does that mean we get Davey in a possible game three?
I like that.
Probably.
The White Sox are also carrying three catchers.
Who even is their catcher? Grandal and who else?
McCann and then somebody else. I don't know.
Why did McCann go there?
I don't know, but he is. Because
they're better than the
he's
Tigers.
He's Giolito's catcher.
Yeah, but he is. He's a starter. Like I don't know why he went from being a starter. Like, yeah, it was a bad team, but he went from being an all-star to.
Was he an all-star or was he a pity all-star?
He was an all-star because he needed a Tiger representative, but he was still the best player on the team.
How many games do you think he played?
What'd you say?
How many games do you think he played?
For what, this season?
This season, yeah.
How often are you sitting Grandal?
That's the thing. Because I think they, for some reason, didn't play Grandal behind the plate a lot.
James McCann had a pretty good year.
Yeah, he's a good player. Like, legitimately a good player.
Grandal played... Come on, give me it. Why can't I figure it out? 46 games this year, and he was only catching for 30 of them.
I think that's smart.
He's the best framer in baseball. It's a
true, but
Gary
he's
Sanchez
also...
this year? Gary Sanchez, baby.
However... He's probably their current best hitter. So
wait, whoa.
Wait, no, that's probably not true. Makata is a hitter.
what about Abreu?
And Abreu's a better hitter. But okay, what I'm trying to say is he's one of their let's make it definite. He's one of their better players. So yes. And the only reason I say it's smart is because of the ramped-up summer camp thing. And I completely understand not wanting to play a catcher as often. It makes sense to me.
McCann caught exactly half the season.
When your backup is James McCann, who is a very good back, probably the best backup in the league. I mean,
yeah, 1.2.
You do it. So it makes sense to me.
144 OPS plus this season for James McCann.
What are the odds that we end up hating Nick Nelson?
Where did that come from?
I'll tell you where it came from. It's the Tyler Lyons of last year. Is what I feel.
Nah. Tyler Lyons was bad the whole time. Nick Nelson's had his bright spots this year.
But here's the thing. Like, you look at the names, and I think Nick Nelson is the last person that they go to. And I hope so, because I really don't want to see him. And here's the thing. Here's why I think we're going to see him. We're going to see him more than I think any of us pleased to. Is because there's no off days in the playoffs this year.
Which is nuts, by the way.
I hate it. I hate it so much. But, like, if you remember, if we were playing regular, like, off days and stuff, we'd probably see Brad Hand every game. Now, you cannot do that.
True, you, we're not gonna. If it go, something goes game seven,
you are not gonna see the. To, you're not gonna be able to
starter. Yeah.
Exactly, because if you do the game seven, if you have like let's say Cole pitches game one and then pitches game seven, then there's a off day. Then he can't start game one the next time, and it's just it's.
Well, we better not be keep. He better pitch game five, right? 5 days or game six at least. That sucks. You can't pitch your starter till game six.
Yeah. It's
I guess
awful.
4 days rest, you can pitch game five. That's nuts.
And I'm sure we're gonna see short rest here, but yeah. we can't see Cole have short rest every single series.
Yeah. Today, Zach Greinke only went 4 innings, 79 pitches. So, I'm guessing the Astros think if they win, he'll be able to pitch game one of the ALDS.
He was struggling. I was watching that.
He was... could not find the strike zone all that well. Yeah. But
he loved
but
to
still,
see it.
Like, but 79 pitches for a pitcher like Greinke just seems so little, you know?
I don't know. I think I'm going to hate Nick Nelson.
I hope not. I hope we don't have to see him enough a lot.
We're going to see him.
At least not in this. If this goes three games, I hope our starters at least.
Oh, we shouldn't see him this series. But
what
we're going to
we
see
need,
him.
What we need is to not have a game three at all.
Yeah, I do not want to do that.
100%.
Like, obviously, things happen. Hopefully, we win one of these two games. But, you know, the Yankees, they need to avoid a game three at all costs. Because I am not confident in J.A. Happ starting a game three, especially after his last regular season start.
Giolito is perfect through five, by the way.
Way to jinx it, by the way. Jinxes are real people. But,
no,
They're not.
But, you know, I'm not too confident in J.A. Happ starting game three, and I don't know if I want to see Davey Garcia.
I do. I love him.
Love
him. I am more confident in him this year with no fans. I think that'll do him good.
Probably.
But I don't know.
I love him.
You guys really picture
Garcia.
Playoff baseball only as night. I picture it more as like a late afternoon sun setting, Cleveland Indians game against the Astros, Cleveland versus the Red Sox. I mean, the Yankees in the first round against the Twins played all those games at like 5 o'clock, and like I loved the look of that.
I hated it because I was
by the end of the game it was dark.
I pictured
that's when. True.
Oh, what a good day.
And it was
phenomenal. Because you know what it is? It's when when you hit a home run at night, the stadium lights. That's I think what does it. God, I love those lights.
All the lights flashing at Yankee Stadium with home runs.
Yeah, oh, phenomenal. You know who does it really good? The Reds. The red lights are bananas. They are. I mean, look at them. I don't think I'd have a very fun time since I have epilepsy there, but it looks really cool. So talking about the roster, and we were talking about the catchers. Higashioka is starting game one.
Yes, sir.
That's because of Cole, right?
Yeah.
I don't think I like it very much.
Dude, I hate Gary Sanchez.
Wow.
Man's a fugazi.
You're wrong.
I'm done with him.
Okay.
I'm done with him. I gotta be. I have to. Maybe I'm just trying
to be.
I'm playing into it just to give the other side of the argument. But what? We're just gonna sit here and just pretend like he's gonna be 2019 against the Giants all the time? Oh, remember he had a couple home runs against the Giants in 2019.
He also had a good 2019.
Yeah, he had a pretty decent year last year. Like,
He had a good year last year.
He had a pretty decent September, too.
I just remember
September
the negatives
too.
Way more than the positives.
I don't.
His defense is better this year.
His defense is way better.
Toward the end of the year. I think he just needed a proper spring training, like I said last episode.
First off, you give him a regular spring training, and he's good.
August was his spring training.
Guys, are we sure he was better defensively?
Yes, positive. 100% positive.
By the eye test, maybe.
That's what I'm going off of. The numbers don't reflect it.
He was a better. I don't care.
The numbers don't reflect it. Don't the numbers matter?
I didn't say they didn't.
But you, I understand the numbers matter, but you cannot tell me that he was as bad this year as he was the past years. And not only that, you can't tell me that last year he wasn't better than he was the year before.
Well, I mean, anything after 2018 Gary Sanchez is better.
He's literally improved every year.
Guys, his numbers are
defensively
worse, if not exactly the same.
Okay, I don't care.
His framing was the best in baseball.
Oh, was it?
Got the most strikes down.
That's good. He also had the most pass balls.
He did?
Yeah. Only
didn't even
only
feel
five.
Like that.
Yeah. There just wasn't many. Because you didn't see many catchers get a lot of as much work. Like, you see Grandal play only 30 games. There's not as much room to get to the counting stats anyway. I'm done with Sanchez. Someone's
going to
say it.
A lot of people say it all the time. Yeah. He gets so much hate all the time.
Yeah, far too much. Far too much.
It's warranted a great deal of the time, but, you know.
All right, his defensive value.
What's his
defense, fielding, positional adjustment combined. Above average, 2.2. Last year it was -0.1.
Okay, I'm going to say something I think
I'll
I may have said.
That.
I think I'm going to say something that I may have said last episode. Can we stop pretending that there's no room on this team for Brett Gardner? Can that end, please? I hate it so much. I hate... there's literally a Twitter dedicated to Gardner retiring. there is like, everyone's like, oh, that was his last regular season game at Yankee Stadium. Dude, no. I'm telling you, he's going to be back. I almost guarantee it.
He's going to be back.
There's no reason for him not to, also.
Because we need another outfielder. And he's
Clint Frazier is going to be your starter. I 100% agree with he's not tonight, and we'll get into that. But and he 100% should be. But Brett Gardner is going to be on your bench. I don't know.
Why can't we replace him in free agency?
With who?
Why does it have to be
Brett Gardner?
Yeah, why are you so be-all, end-all about Brett Gardner?
No, it's
like,
not
that.
I
understand.
Literally, my question is who.
Value with him, but
no.
Still.
Okay, but my question is who. Who are we going to replace him with?
Michael Brantley.
We're going to put Brantley on the bench?
I'd take Brantley over Frazier. I don't think they're going to pay for that.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, there's another outfielder right there. He's going to be a free agent this year.
Okay, give me a bench player that we're going to put on the bench.
Gordon.
Mike Tauchman.
Gerard Dyson.
Okay, we literally have both of them.
I'm down for Gerard Dyson.
I'm not
Nick
down for Gerard Dyson. Nick Castellanos is not a bad player.
I would
player.
Love Nick Castellanos.
Marwin Gonzalez. Little utility.
I like Marwin Gonzalez.
Yeah, can we get Marwin Gonzalez and get rid of Tyler Wade?
Tyler Wade's an infielder.
Cameron
and
Mabry.
So is Marwin Gonzalez.
Oh, so is Gonzalez plays everywhere.
Kevin Pilar.
I don't want Pilar.
Spanish. I said that in Spanish.
I don't want to play.
Gosh, Reddick. Steven Souza Jr. I can see that.
Wasn't he part of a trade with us? Like, we didn't get him, but he was in it.
Yeah, that was the Brandon Drury trade.
God. Corey Dickerson, Charlie Culberson.
Jake Mariznick.
I would literally take Gardner over 90% of the people.
Yasiel Puig is still a free agent.
And I do not want him anywhere near the Yankees.
Cameron Maben we could bring back.
Cameron Maben, okay, but he's, just as old as Gardner?
But better.
34? How old is Gardner?
He is 37.
There's 5 years. No, 3 years, sorry.
But Maben's been in the league longer.
All right, it's hard to separate the player from his number sometimes. Like, if Gardner had this season as a... Okay, let's say that we had... let's say we had John Jay. He's 36. It's his first year on the Yankees. He had exactly the same year as Brett Gardner. You're so ready to get rid of him.
But not on the bench. Because they,
yeah, but Gardner, why are you so attached to a bench piece? It's because he's been here for 11 years, and I can sympathize with that.
Exactly. Why would you get rid of a guy who's the leader that one of Clint Frazier's first interviews when he first got called up was he literally said, Brett Gardner is basically the captain. So Brett Gardner, who is the only piece you still have from 2009, a leader in the clubhouse, loves pretty much every guy in the locker room. You could tell in the dugout. Him and Frazier are all the time talking. Him and Tyler Wade, same thing. He knows the way around the Yankees organization. So you have a rookie coming up.
He's a bench piece, Austin.
Yes.
Why did our bench piece play 49 games?
That you can have a problem with. I have no issues with people complaining about that.
He played too much and didn't produce enough.
But okay.
To warrant playing that much.
Judge was also hurt. By the way.
He played over Frazier most of the time.
I'm aware of that, and you can complain about that. But you shouldn't say he has no spot on this team.
I just think we kind of have to... There's a time where you have to move on. We did it with Didi, and Didi was a gigantic... I know he wasn't here for as long, but he was here... And it was a gigantic piece to what we had for the last few years.
Okay, yeah, and I think we should have kept Didi, to be honest with you. But
that would have worked.
Well, at the time, I was for keeping Didi, but I wasn't sold on Urshela at the end of last year. So my thing was DJ at third.
So you would have had DJ play third over Urshela and Andujar?
Yes. Andujar, by the way, he's not on the roster.
Taxi squad.
What's the future of Miguel Andujar on this team?
I think he's going to have to get traded. Not only just because... He doesn't exactly have a spot. It's that if he does deserve a spot, he should be starting somewhere else because he's not going to play over Urshela.
He's not going to play over Urshela.
So it's not like he's got a matchup advantage.
True, he's not going to play over Urshela. I'm not putting him over Frazier, and I'm not starting him in the outfield.
Oh God, if Andujar in the outfield, I hope that never happens again.
Poor Andujar with that injury, man. Holy.
Oh, it screwed him really over big time. He was a big piece heading into last year.
It's the curse of the rookie of the year, man. Too many rookies of the year. Never pan out.
Yeah, so are you saying Andujar was the 2018 rookie of the year for the American League?
No.
Then how is it curse of rookie of the year?
Second.
The classic curse of coming in second in Rook of the Year.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah? Let's see. Let's check it out. Give me your random year.
2009. So much work. Did you just say so much work?
Yes. I shouldn't have asked the question.
Who was the 2009 rookie?
Because guess what?
What?
Damn it! No!
Who was in second?
Elvis Andrews.
Wasn't Strasburg number one?
Chris Coughlin. And Andrew Bailey, ALNL.
Number one. What was Strasburg? I could have sworn Strasburg won Rookie of the Year.
2010?
I don't see Steven Strasburg on here at all.
Really? I could have sworn he won Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, so do I. I thought he won it.
Well, we can check it out.
Hold on.
No, he didn't even place. Yeah.
What?
No, he did not.
Scott Damn.
291 ERA, 208 FIP, 1.074 WHIP.
How many innings?
68.
Yeah.
Maybe too little.
Yeah, that's probably why. Strasburg is only a 3-time All-Star.
Yeah, because he's hurt all the time.
Yeah, he is hurt all the time.
He only threw over 185 innings twice.
Yeah, and let's give him a contract and not Rendon. Moving on from the roster in the future, let's talk about now. Because right now, we are going into a scary series. And the reason I say it's scary is not because of the team we're playing. It's about how many games we're playing.
Yeah, it's there's going to be some nuts-ass stuff that happens.
It is a scary thing to have a legitimate three-game series. That's horrifying.
Favors the Dodgers, who only lost one series this year.
I mean, any team can win a three-game series.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's a scary thing. But let's look at the lineups and let's see what we got going on. So,
you know why Gardner's playing tonight? He's the only Yankee with a home run against him in the lineup. Against Bieber. Oh.
By the way, we'll move on, but there's a big piece in that. So DJ LeMahieu batting first, playing second.
As he should.
As opposed to Francisco Lindor playing short. So the
Lindor.
Yeah, probably. However, I mean,
are you looking for the Indians lineup?
Yeah.
Do you have it? Because I'll get it. All right.
I have it. I have both of them.
Oh, okay.
Batting second in right field, Aaron Judge.
Yes, sir.
As opposed to Cesar Hernandez.
Judge.
I don't know enough about Hernandez this year. I'm obviously taking Judge, but I don't know enough about Hernandez.
Third. Aaron Hicks in center, as opposed to Jose Ramirez at third.
I'm taking Jose Ramirez.
As Nick and I see, for some reason, Jose Ramirez leads the American League in Fangraphs WAR.
And he's second on Baseball Reference for offensive WAR.
And it's like separated by, I think, what? 0.8? It must be a mistake.
For Baseball Reference, it's separated by 0.1. He's tied for second with 2.8.
Yeah, no, but 2.8 to 3.4 is 0.6, right?
Yes.
That's a lot. I feel like that's way too much.
Yeah. But
I'm taking Joe Rama every day.
Yep. Easy. I don't think Hicks should be batting third, but that's just me.
Clean up. Luke Voit, first base. Carlos Santana, first base.
Taking Voit.
I'm taking Voit.
Take Voit, but you do have to at least recognize that Santana is good.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I was gonna say you can't sleep on Slam Tana. Yeah. You
know? First, every player we have said on the Indians so far is good.
I can agree with that.
Batting fifth,
man walks so much.
DH Giancarlo Stanton. Batting fifth, DH Franmil Reyes, who I don't think had a good year as people were hoping he would.
He didn't. He was. Oh wow. Oh wow! I thought he did so much better. What is this?
Yeah, I don't think he did as good as everyone had hoped. He had a WAR of 0.1, an OPS plus of 113.
It's not great.
An OPS of 795.
Also not great.
Batting average of 275, but. On base percentage of 344. I mean, it's just an average
year, really.
It's not what they wanted. They were expecting more, I would think. I'm going with Stanton.
Yep, I would do the same.
Sixth, this is where the Yankees' depth shows. Sixth, Gio Urshela, as opposed to Josh Naylor. I mean,
it's kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah, Urshela. Josh Naylor has a negative 0.2 WAR.
70 OPS plus.
Yeah. Now, he was involved in a trade, right? He was a part of the Clevinger trade, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So.
He's Canadian.
Is he?
Seems from Mississauga.
So I mean, that's easy. Batting seventh, playing short, Gleyber Torres. Batting seventh, playing catcher, Roberto Perez.
Gleyber.
Yeah, Gleyber.
Wow, Roberto Perez, OPS plus 33.
Yikes.
165 batting average. Defense.
His defense is good, if I remember correctly.
It's got to be if he's starting this game.
Yeah, you're right.
Fielding.
Moving on to number... The eighth hole. The eighth spot. Brett Gardner playing left. Now, should Clint Frazier be there? Probably. Yes, yeah. But that's going up against Tyler Naquin.
Tyler Naquin's not bad.
He's not bad, but he was like a top prospect at one point.
Didn't he hit that inside the park home run? Was that him?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. He has an OPS plus of 68. A WAR of negative 0.6. An on-base percentage of 248.
Inside the park, come on.
I understand that we would rather have Clint Frazier there. But Brett Gardner's better in that spot.
Giolito also lost the perfect game.
My fault.
Tommy LaStella.
My bad.
Also, what's his name? Left field is pretty big in progressive Cleveland. Field. Yeah. So, take that as you will.
Batting ninth, catching, Kyle Higashioka. Batting ninth in center field, Delino DeShields. Now, I understand Higashioka ain't a great hitter. And I want to look at his numbers exactly up against DeShields, but DeShields is not good.
The Shields, he's got a 71 OPS plus, negative 0.2 WAR, 628 OPS, 252 batting average.
Well, right away, Higashioka has a positive WAR of 0.3, OPS plus of 106. His on-base percentage is awful with the 250.
Higashioka, it's a hit or nothing.
Yeah. But based off those numbers, Higashioka's better. Better OPS, better OPS plus, better war.
Do you think we're going to win the series?
I do.
You know what? We should be higher than the fifth seed. That's the thing.
I mean, if only they played that way.
Yeah, they played some bad stretches of baseball.
They sure did.
I hope this is one of the Yankees' really great stretches where they just, you know, keep winning. That'd be nice.
No, we don't. I was going to say we have the pitching. We have the bullpen. We don't have the starting pitching.
Now, before we move on to pitching, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. Come hashtag prop up on Thrive Fantasy this season. Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for player props. They have eliminated the need to do countless hours of research because they only ask you about top-tier athletes in a respective sport. Choose 5 out of the 10 player prop options to build your lineup. Each prop is a fantasy point total associated with the over or under based on its likelihood to occur. The more points the selection is worth, the riskier it is. Rack up the most points in order to win a share of the prize pool. Thrive has awarded over $1.3 million in prizes since launching in 2018. Use promo code Boogie when you sign up today and you'll receive an instant match on your first deposit of $50 or less with a minimum deposit of $20. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store or by visiting their website at www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and hashtag prop up today.
You're listening to the Boogie Down Bombers podcast. Here's your hosts, Austin, Tim, and Nick.
We need...
Unless Devi Garcia goes bonkers.
This series, we need Gerrit Cole to go... 7-8 innings, and we need to not gonna go 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Well, we're getting Gerrit Cole. Now, this is what I wanted to bring up. Tonight is Cole and Bieber.
Bruh.
To not be a Yankees fan for a day, just so I could watch that objectively.
It's insane.
It would be probably the most fun matchup to watch. For a non-fan of the teams.
Yeah, you got the Cy Young this year against the should-be Cy Young in 2019.
Yeah, legitimately. Shane Bieber is ridiculously good. However,
it's kind of nuts. Triple Crown winner.
Triple Crown.
Shane Bieber.
Now... I'm going to ask you to do something that's going to take a little bit, so I don't expect the answer right away. But can you pull up and compare the numbers of Verlander's MVP season and Bieber's of this year, please and thank you. But
I got Verlander.
Damn.
So he had a phenomenal year, but here's the thing. Are the playoffs still gonna make players play different with no fans in the stadium?
I think so.
The pressure's still gonna be there, you think?
Oh yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna say yes, especially since it's only a 3-game series.
You know, we gotta get rid of the corny ass fake fans. In the state, like the cardboard cutouts, get rid of them now. Put tarps.
For the playoffs, yeah. Yeah, I'm not
tarps.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to agree with you on that one.
Yeah, I'm watching this Twins Astros game right now. It's just dumb.
It is. It does seem dumb for the playoffs.
I didn't even see any in there. I saw the Twins employees. They had a few people in there.
It does seem dumb to have fake fans during the playoffs. Like, it's a cool, like, regular season thing. Like, oh, that's kind of cool. But let's be serious here. But to round up what we were just talking about, I think in terms of rotation, I mean, Cleveland obviously has a deeper rotation than us. But remember, it's only three games.
It might even be two.
Yeah. So, looking at the two games, Cole Bieber, I understand Bieber's Cy Young, but his playoff experience is slim to none. And Gerrit Cole was phenomenal last year in the postseason.
Yeah.
Unreal in the postseason. Game two, Carlos Carrasco against Tanaka.
Masahiro Tanaka. It's Tanaka time. This man, he is too good in the postseason. He's got the lowest batting average against in the postseason of all time. All time. That's nuts.
Yeah, that's bananas.
Now I gotta bring up his stats. He's just too good. I have to talk about him. I love this man. I hope he doesn't leave us next year.
Game three. These are probables. These aren't knowns. But it has here listed J-Hap.
Do not want.
And going up against Zach Plesac. Obviously, Plesac is way better.
Not the best person, but...
No, not a great guy. For sure not. But a better pitcher.
We're like really going at... We're going at the man's integrity for that?
Not so much... It was his response to it.
It was the video
that he posted. It was the video he released.
While driving with no seatbelt on. After being called out for not being safe. To then record in a car with no seatbelt on while driving.
I don't even care about the seatbelt thing that much. But it was what he was saying was so ridiculous. Hold on.
We gotta give these grown adults more slack.
Alright, well, let's listen to what he had to say. Hold on. Let's see if I can find this video. I found it.
Okay. Right before you play that, Masahiro Tanaka has a 176 postseason ERA, 783 WHIP. Where's FIP? It's not here. But those are very good stats for pitching in the postseason. So, you know, he's clutch, you know, don't know. Tanaka time, yes, sir. I rep Tanaka hard, just in case you guys didn't know.
Oh, Tanaka is phenomenal. All right, but let's listen to Let's listen to Zach Plesac. And what he had to say and why we said he wasn't a great guy.
Tuesday, I want to get on here and clear the air on some stuff, kind of voice my opinion, voice some raw emotion to you guys and get out the truth so that you guys can kind of understand what's happening so we can all be on the same page, because the media really... is terrible, man. The media is terrible, and they do some evil things to create stories and to make things sound better, makes things sound worse. And truthfully, I'm disgusted the way the media has handled this whole situation surrounding our team. And this is why, based on my feelings, I want to get on here and express the truth to you guys and move.
Yeah, now, to be honest with you, dude, the media just said what you did.
They didn't really stretch it any way.
They didn't lie about a single thing. You went out when you weren't supposed to, broke protocol, and then got sent down. That's literally what happened, and that's what everyone said. And I was ripping Clevinger more so than I was ripping Plesac.
Yeah, but we're going to say that he's not a good guy because of that?
The main thing was it obviously wasn't the best decision. And that's really all we know about the guy.
Yeah. Well,
exactly. Yeah.
That's what we have to go off of.
Literally the only time I've ever heard about Zach Plesac, other than, you know, his pitching, was that. That's it. The only I say.
Yeah, so that proves my point. You know nothing about him. He's not a bad guy.
You know nothing about him. How could you say he's not a bad guy?
I'm not saying he's a good guy.
True, but if I'm looking at this, when you have a player on your team who is at high risk due to his cancer history.
Okay. On a scale of 10 being murdering someone and being put on the death penalty, one being stealing a pencil from your teacher's desk, where does what he did rank fall?
Okay, well, let's think about that, because
I got it like a 3.
Yeah, 3-4.
Well, I mean, in terms of legality, yeah. But in terms of you have legitimately a guy who's at risk and pissed off your teammates, you had a guy who just came back from cancer last year and is at high risk, and you do that. And then you, for some reason, and one of my main things is I hate when people like blindly rip the media. There's a lot of things the media does that deserve to get ripped for, but they reported on what I did thing, that's not something to rip them for. But we gotta move on. We're already 45 minutes in. We got a lot of playoff stuff to talk about.
I don't hate you, man.
I like Dan Plesac.
Dan Plesac, I don't know if you're a bad guy. I don't know if you're a good guy.
You mean Zach? I think you're... Are you talking about Zach?
Zach. Who the fuck is Dan Plesac?
He's one of the commentators. He's on the show. He's one of the commentators on only the show. He used to play. I believe.
Dan Plesac.
Yeah. He's played for a while, actually. So, moving on from that, looking at the rotation, so we brought up, I think, 1 and 2. I think game one, it's a pick 'em. I mean, obviously Bieber had a better year this year, but in terms of playoff history and, you know, just, I mean, this was a breakout year for Bieber. I mean, he was always good, but this was a breakout year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pick 'em. You could go either or. I don't think anyone will blame you for making either choice. Game two, I'm picking Tanaka. Game three, I'm picking Plesac. So, in terms of...
Let's get that dub tonight, boys.
4 and 5 goes to Cleveland, but there is no 4 and 5. So, I'm all for... I still think we have... We're split even in terms of rotation.
Wow, it really is a pick 'em tonight, too, with Vegas.
Is it?
Yeah.
So, wait, what are the odds? Like, is it, like, legitimately that close?
The money line is 100. Minus 100. Oh. Minus 108 each.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
It's actually a pick-em.
That's ridiculous. I can't remember the last time I saw that.
You want to take the points for the Yankees? So you want they can lose by one run and you make money, but you got to risk 226 to win 10.
But I also hate betting on my teams.
I will never bet on my teams.
The people got the money on Cleveland though. 61% of people are putting money on the Indians tonight. Wow.
I mean, Shea Bieber's good. Shea Bieber's really good.
Yeah.
But how, again, I don't know how well we take into account the postseason history. I mean, his postseason history, does he have any postseason history?
Who, Bieber?
Yeah.
Did Cleveland make it last year? No.
No.
Right? No.
I don't think so.
No, he doesn't. But I'm checking now anyway.
Well, maybe 2017.
I see no postseason. There is nothing about postseason here. Wait, that's Cap?
That's not Cap.
He does not have postseason stats.
All right, so I'm looking at Fangraphs and looking at bullpen. And based on the numbers here, the Indians' bullpen is better than us for this year. They have a 7.9 WAR as opposed to our 5.3. Granted, they have over 50 more innings pitched. There's a lot of numbers here that I'm not going to lie to you. I don't understand what they mean.
Brad Hand was the saves leader for the American League. No, for the MLB.
Oh my God, he's gonna win the He's gonna win the MVP.
Shut up. We're gonna see him once. Maybe.
No. Bieber.
Oh, I thought you meant
he blows Verlander out of the water.
Oh, okay. We did get to that. Okay.
He absolutely blows him out of the water.
He's got a 281 ERA plus. My lord.
This man is literally going to win. Oh my God, he's gonna win. He's gonna win this.
What's the best ERA plus of all time?
Oh, it's probably something in the 400s.
I still want to see it.
400s.
Best single season ERA.
Single season leaders, 293.
Damn.
With who?
I was only 100 off.
Tim Keefe in 1880.
Tim, you smoking on the old Boubange?
What? 300, 400? That wasn't that far off.
You said in the 400s, bro.
Yeah, and it was in the 300s almost.
In the 300s almost.
So Shane beat two pitchers this year have made it into the top five single season ERA pluses.
Goddamn.
Shane Bieber is third with 281, behind Tim Keefe with 293 and Pedro Martinez with 291. Trevor Bauer with 276 is fifth, right behind Dutch Leonard with 279.
Yu Darvish is 21st.
Yeah,
Dallas Keuchel is 17th. What the sheik?
Yeah, he went off this year. Well, not went off, but he had a very good year. Denilson LeMay, 205.
I like him
a
lot. I like him a lot.
Spud Chandler is 48.
K percentage, by the way, of the bullpens goes to the Indians. 28.7% strikeout as opposed to 25.6.
Hey,
and
Austin,
you also got to think the Yankees strike out a lot, too.
That's exactly what I was going to bring up.
Yeah.
What?
The Yankees strike out a lot, so like... High strikeout percentage for pitchers against a team that also strikes out a lot.
It's going to go up even more.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm telling you the Indians have a better strikeout percentage than we do.
Yeah, I'm saying I'm worried.
Okay. I am as well, also.
Yeah, we were on the same page there.
Okay. Their home runs per nine is better. Indians had a 1.29. We had a 1.55. I mean, not by much, but... their FIP, 3.64. Ours is 4.19. It's not... I mean... Now, here's the thing, though. As we brought up. They're... The star setup man for the Indians is James Karinchak. He's 25, but his strikeout percent... the strikeout percentage led all of relievers with a 48.6 strikeout percentage. He has a fastball that's about 95 miles per hour, as well as the curveball, which generated astronomical swing and strike rates, 17% for the heater, 16.7% for the curveball. In front of him is Nick Whitgren and Phil Maton. I don't know how to pronounce his name. both of whom struck out plenty of hitters while walking relatively few, though the former is vulnerable for the long ball. Oliver Perez is there, who's been pitching for as long as he's been alive. Kristen McKenzie, 6'5", 160 pounds. Dude, what?
He's a stick.
He's very. How is he alive? Is he okay?
Whatever he's doing, he's doing it right because he's pitching in the MLB.
Yeah, he struck out 33.1% of all hitters in his 33.1 innings. He's held righties to a 143, 229, 286 slash line. Yeah, that's rough. And by the way, this one game every year thing is not going to help the Yankees with Tommy Canley out of the game.
I miss Tommy Canley.
That's like an underrated story.
I think that was their biggest loss all year.
I agree. Now, we don't have time for Around the Horn for the second week in a row.
But I have one question first.
Okay.
Are we getting ready to end it?
No.
Oh, okay. Then.
We have time for one more segment.
Should I bring up my question before or after that, you think?
Don't know what your question is.
Well, all right. I'll just ask it now then.
Okay.
Wait. Or just something to bring up. It's not really a question. But what, Tim?
I'm just joking.
So there won't be a runner on second in extra innings in the postseason, right?
Correct.
I like that they aren't doing that. But to go from doing it all year to suddenly just not, I don't like the inconsistency.
Yeah, that isn't the coolest.
Yeah, they should have never done that ever, by the way.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So.
All right, that's all I wanted to bring up.
Yeah. Hey, guys, you know what time it is? You guys know what time it is?
Sort of, maybe, I hope.
Now, it's time for Swag or Not Swag.
All right, so we have a playoff edition of Swag or Not Swag. Now, legitimately, all I'm going to do is give you a series, and I'm going to pick my winner, okay?
Yeah.
And then you say Swag or Not Swag.
I like that.
Let's do it.
All right.
Wait. Austin's idea to do this?
Swag.
All right. And we're going to start with the big one. Yankees, Indians, Yankees are winning.
I'm going to give a wholehearted swag.
I'm going to give a not wholehearted swag.
Astros, Twins. I mean, I would say the Astros if they were fully healthy, but I mean, Zach Greinke is their ace. It falls down from there. Their bullpen is beat to shit.
Well, let me check the score right now.
I am picking the Twins. 1-1. It's 1-1 top 9.
I'm picking the Twins. 1-1 top 9. Two runners on with no one out for the Astros.
I'm picking the Twins. Twins taking the series.
Not swag. I got Astros.
I'm going to go swag, but only because I don't like the Astros. That's just complete bias.
All right. White Sox, A's. I mean, the White Sox are good, but I'm giving this to the A's.
Swag.
Not swag.
White Sox lost 9 of 12 coming into this.
And they are currently up 4-0 in the 8th.
Not swag.
Okay, yeah, but there's swag. more than one game in the series.
There's two. There's three. Oh my god, I hate the three game series.
I understand. Okay, by the way, bringing that up, I know they're thinking of extending the playoffs.
There needs to be more of an advantage for the division winners.
You cannot have a three-game series if you're upset in the playoffs.
You can't have a division winner going out in two games.
You can't do that.
I trust that they won't do. They won't make that big of a mistake.
I hope.
I like the expanded playoffs. I do not like the format.
I'm pretty down for that, but if they could fix the format, that'd be great.
All right.
And also make it less confusing for fans.
Blue Jays Rays, I already brought up, currently 0-0, top second. I already brought up how I want the Blue Jays to win because of what Bichette said.
Wait, what did he say?
He said that there is 0% intimidation going up against the Rays. Which, I mean, that would take the wind so far out of the sails of the Rays if the Blue Jays just destroy them.
That's so funny.
So I want the Blue Jays to win that series. Do I think they do, though? No, I'm picking the Rays.
Swag.
All right. Reds, Braves. I think this might be the biggest either way.
I don't.
I'm going to go with the Reds.
Swag.
The Braves are favored, but I'm picking the Reds.
Trevor Bauer's taking game one.
Oh, yeah, he is.
This might be the most fun matchup.
Swear to God, you don't say some dumb shit, Austin.
Miami and the Cubs.
I swear to shit, Austin.
Here's the thing. Miami hasn't been a surprise all season. the Cubs are beat up. Chris Bryant is yelling at Twitter. But that doesn't matter because the Cubs are going to win.
Swag. Swag. They got Austin. I don't know what was going to happen. If they lose this series, boys.
Then
I kind of just want to say not swag to be that guy.
No. I can't even put into words my feelings if they lose this series.
The GM would be fired, correct?
The what? GM? The
Mike Rizzo?
Yeah.
No, Epstein? No. Epstein. You can't fire Epstein. Who's Mike Epstein Rizzo? Might leave. I think he is up. I think his contract's up, but he's not.
Mike Rizzo's the Nationals. Oops.
Yeah, Mike Rizzo is the Nationals. There would have to be changes in Chicago.
You know, trading Bryant.
I don't think the organizational makeup is the issue.
So you think
it's the roster?
It is the owners, and then the roster needs some sort of lightning bolt that they have, but the there was not enough friction in the clouds to create that thunderstrike this year. You have Baez, you have Bryant, you have Rizzo, you have Contreras, you have Schwarber. You got some good young. You got Darvish, who could win a Cy Young. He's not going to, but he you can make an argument he should. Especially if you're a Chicago Cubs fan and you hate Trevor Bauer and the Reds. But everything, it's just weird. It's like the Cowboys almost. Everything's there. They have a bad ownership, and it's just not working out for some reason.
Yeah.
Rizzo, Bryant, and Baez were awful this year.
Well, that's going to hurt.
They did head down years.
Yeah, they were really bad.
Let's go. I'm going to save this other one because let's just get rid of the biggest one. The Dodgers are beating the Brewers.
Yep.
Yeah, it's.
Would you put $30 on that to win 10?
I guess.
All right.
I guess we know what Tim's doing when this is done.
Wait, is that just for the game or is that for the series?
Series. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I would do that for the series. Last but not least, the Cardinals and the Padres. The Cardinals aren't starting Jack Flaherty game one. They're saving him for game three that may not happen.
Terrible.
The Padres have Clevinger and Lamet to pitch.
Clevinger might pitch. Isn't he hurt?
Oh yeah, it did. Yeah, they literally haven't announced who is pitching. But assuming Clevenger's okay, you have Clevenger and LeMay. Is it LeMay? I think it might LeMay. Be LeMay. I think it's LeMay.
I think it's LeMay.
We fell for this with Luis Robert, though. We were saying Luis Robert.
Robert?
It's Luis Robert.
Is it? It's Luis, though, right?
Clevenger has a sprained right elbow.
Luis, yeah.
It is Luis.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure it's Denilson LeMay.
But no matter what, whether Clevenger is hurt or not, the Padres are taking the series.
No.
Swag. Not really? Swag.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't get a pronunciation. Oh, it is LeMet. Wow.
Man, we suck with
Danielson
names.
Danielson LeMet.
Danielson that LeMet.
It. Padres all the way. Padres World Series. I thought his name was freaking LeMay. I'm like, there's no shot a team with that guy in their roster can win a fucking World Series. But LeMet, he's taking that all the way.
All right.
No, I like the Cardinals over the Padres. I think that those two teams, the Padres and the White Sox, are not ready for this. They're ready next year. I said this on the Fugazi podcast. Go listen to that. Padres, White Sox, World Series 2023.
Now, if you just heard my pen clicking, it's because I wanted to make sure I documented what time it was.
Nope. Do not cut it out. Fugazi Sports. Fugazi Sports Podcast.
No.
Fugazi Sports Podcast.
No, I'm not cutting that out.
Oh, okay.
I'm clipping something.
Oh.
There is a sentence where Tim just said, I like the Cardinals. And
in the series.
Yeah, but I could cut that part out.
Mother.
So I am going to forever have the drop of Tim professing his love for the St. Louis Cardinals.
My God.
I don't think another word for love. Like, come on.
Well, he likes them.
But he didn't say that.
Thank you guys for listening. I can make it to him say that. Thank you guys for listening. I hope to see you next episode. And go Yankees. Let's win the series. Because, wait.
Please.
Hold on. By the time our next episode's out, we'll be in the middle of another series, probably.
Hopefully. We should. I think we should do a end of series pod.
When is the series going to end?
Like Thursday. In 3 days.
So what does that mean?
Should we do an emergency?
Oh, we'd be recording on
Thursday?
Friday.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk about that after we finish this.
Jose
thank you guys for listening.
Altuve just drew a bases-loaded ninth-inning walk to a full count to put the Astros ahead in the top of the ninth.
Oh, thank God.
Thank you guys. Why do you want them to win?
Because you bet on them.
Because I got the cash. All
right, thank you guys for listening. We have to see you next episode, and go Yankees.
Go Bills, go Yankees.
Garrett Cole, baby, let's go Yankees.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Boogie Pod and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.